Supplier certification. Many organizations struggle to manage the supplier relationship systematically. Organizations tend to believe that their people skills are sufficient to generate and maintain relationships, as well as react to problems as they arise. Attempts to become more systematic are often resisted out of fear of rigidity and bureaucracy. But positive relationships don't just happen, and relationship management can't be left to good chemistry, compatible corporate cultures, or the talents of a single manager or dynamic leader. Rather, successful relationships arise from organizational commitments backed by a clearly defined process. One way to promote good relationships is to work with suppliers who are willing to be certified. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines supplier certification as certification procedures verifying that a supplier operates, maintains, improves, and documents effective procedures that relate to the customer's requirements. Such requirements can include cost, quality, delivery, flexibility, maintenance, safety, and ISO quality and environmental standards. Certification is an extensive on-site evaluation of suppliers against agreed-upon performance levels in areas such as on-time delivery, quality, price reductions, and responsiveness. A certified supplier has shown a complete and thorough understanding of a third-party standard or of the organization's needs. Certification may occur as a prerequisite to selecting suppliers for a strategic relationship. It may be implemented after the selection process, or it may occur periodically. Certification is both a selection tool and a means to improve supplier performance, since the process of certification usually requires organizations to acquire new knowledge and abilities and improve existing performance. Customer and supplier benefits. Supplier certification accrues benefits to both customers and to suppliers. It is important for organizations working with suppliers to highlight the benefits suppliers can achieve so they can see that it is in their best interest to become certified. This approach is likely to be more effective than simply mandating certification. The value proposition for customers and for suppliers is shown in Exhibit 6-13. Third-party supplier certification. The primary form of third-party certification is ISO certification. ISO stands for the International Organization for Standardization. ISO provides an internationally recognized and broad set of standards. ISO certification is voluntary, but if it is obtained, it must be renewed every 3 years to remain valid. Whether an organization achieves ISO registration, becomes certified, or merely implements and maintains ISO compliance, the results will be of benefit in supply chain management. Because of its worldwide recognition, the ISO certification has achieved great reach. However, there are other certifications. Social Accountability 8000, SA8000, is an international standard for social accountability that cuts across multiple industries. The standard is a way for retailers, brand companies, suppliers, and other organizations to maintain just and decent working conditions throughout the supply chain. SA8000 sets basic standards for child labor, forced labor, health and safety, freedom of association, and the right to collective bargaining, discrimination, disciplinary practices, working hours, compensation, and management systems. Some industries and nonprofit organizations have created their own certification programs that more narrowly reflect the capabilities of the potential supplier. These programs tend to have more depth than ISO certification, but lack its breadth. For example, engineering standards for measurement, terminology, test methods, or product specifications are quite different than the ISO series of quality management system standards. General industry groups have also collaborated in an effort to standardize their individual requirements. Automotive, telecommunications, and healthcare are examples of industries with unique regulations. Large organizations may also devise their own unique certification system if they have a sufficient supplier base and enough clout with those suppliers to get them to adopt the standards. Organizations need to justify the expense of creating such a system. Most certification bodies do not engage directly in registration or certification activities. Rather, they accredit third-party auditors, testing facilities, and laboratories to perform certification to a particular standard. The supplier, or possibly a customer, may contract with such a service to provide the proper level of testing. Organizations should verify that these services have proper accreditation. Organizations that have their own supplier certifications could do the certifying themselves or license third parties to perform the audits. Supplier certification process. In order to certify a supplier, a consistent process should be in place. The process can be organized into a booklet or flowchart to help inform and educate management and suppliers. This is important because both parties need to know and understand the specific requirements to complete certification. The certification process is illustrated in Exhibit 6-14. Exhibit 6-14, Certification Process. Step 1, Define Requirements, Process, and Roles. Before the certification process begins, it is important to decide who will be carrying out each role. Third parties performing the testing or auditing should be identified. If the organization is performing some or all of the testing, the key players on the team must be identified and their tasks documented. For example, which functional areas will be included in the team that makes on-site visits to a supplier's factory, warehouse, or a transportation terminal? After the players and their roles have been identified, the next step in the documentation process is to establish a system of metrics, for example, an ISO standard or a custom scheme. Custom schemes should include tolerance ranges, number of tests run, number of allowable flaws per unit or run, use of certain equipment, and so on. Procedures for documenting measurements must be established as well. These may include forms such as systems audit forms and process control detail forms. Once a documentation process is in place, the organization can implement orientation for managers to understand the process. Step 2. Evaluate alternative suppliers. Existing and/or potential suppliers are screened through conversations with the suppliers, additional background research, or requests for information. Step 3. Select suppliers. The organization determines which suppliers, existing or new, to certify. It may be best to pilot the certification process by beginning with a few good or local suppliers and then expanding the system to develop other suppliers needing improvement. Step 4. Conduct joint quality planning. The suppliers selected are clearly informed of the certification process and standards and measures. This can be communicated through supplier meetings, either in a group or individually. Step 5. Cooperate and build partnership with supplier. The supplier is asked to commit to a process defined in a formal agreement. The commitment agreement describes the certification parameters, methods, audits, process details, etc. to create a partnership with suppliers. An atmosphere of trust and commitment must be established. It must be made clear to suppliers that information arising from the certification process will be used for mutual benefits, not to place the supplier at a competitive disadvantage. Step 6. Conduct measurements. Suppliers are measured against the chosen performance standards, which may include cost, quality, delivery, and other attributes such as technical support and attitude. The organization will obtain qualified individuals to measure the system against the standards. Step 7. Certify suppliers. Typically, suppliers winning certification are either those that satisfy all objectives of the third-party standard or, for custom standards, those that are rated in the top 5 to 10% in performance and stand out in all areas of the relationship. Exhibit 6-15 illustrates a certification award, one possible outcome of the certification process. Exhibit 6-15, Certification Award. Step 8, Conduct Quality Improvement Programs. Organizations may implement programs to bring suppliers who have not achieved certification up to the desired standards. In addition, all suppliers should have continuous improvement processes in place. Step 9, Reevaluate suppliers periodically. The recertification process and/or a benchmarking system may be used to reevaluate suppliers. This will confirm if the organization is obtaining expected returns and identify ways to improve the process. As supplier reviews are conducted, organizations must ensure that the supplier is maintaining the levels of performance expected and take corrective action if the supplier has fallen below certification standards. If a supplier is not performing at expected levels, a system must be in place to decertify the supplier or place them on probation. These are difficult steps to go through, and a well-thought-out process will help ensure fairness and consideration to both parties. Supplier certification can be a long, winding process. However, there are rewards from both a management and human perspective. Organizations will see return on investment in improved quality, better customer satisfaction, and fewer returns/rejects. Suppliers will see the effect through recognition, longer-term and more profitable contracts, and improvement of their own organizations.